Welcome to Learn Spotfire. In this episode, we're looking at the idea of accelerators, or templates, but accelerators sounds better. So I found an article on the TIBCO community about TIBCO's accelerators. Now, they describe this as a new approach, although I think this article has been around for a while. It does get updated and was last updated in April, so it's quite fresh. It's not a new approach. We were adopting this approach at TIBCO 10 years ago, especially in clinical trials, where we had a really nice accelerator for clinical trials. First of all, what is an accelerator? An accelerator, just so that we're all talking about the same thing, is a template or a starter file which allows you to get going very quickly in a very, very specific example use case or set of requirements in a very specific industry. Why is this interesting to you, the customer or the Spotfire geek, report builder, whoever you are? Well, the accelerator bridges an issue which products like Spotfire have, and it's the same kind of issue you get with Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and everything else. The issue is that they can do anything. In other words, you start with a blank screen and you have to be an expert in designing a PowerPoint slide or building a spreadsheet or thinking how a Word document should look. How did Microsoft bridge the gap? They came up with templates, and they've been around for a long time. But I think where it really took off was when they allowed people, third parties, to contribute templates. That really helped. And of course, the original Microsoft templates were terrible. And interestingly, I found that the better the templates for a product, the better the product looks and the more likely it is to get used. The reason I say this is that when I got my first Chromebook a few years ago, I started using the Google Office products much more. And they were quite basic to start with, but recently I found that the templates in there are just really cool. They're not like Microsoft ones. They look cool, they've been designed in a really nice way, they work in a logical way, they're easy to fill out. But beyond just making the slides look good, they actually give you a structure to a presentation. So if you've got a presentation where you want to make a bid or a pitch for a piece of work, you can get the one that fits that. You can get one that looks like a project plan, you can get one that looks like something else. And the same in Word as well. It's not just a layout for a piece of paper. They can even give you prompts about what each paragraph should look like. So if you're writing a letter of resignation or a letter about a new house or a letter to get married or something like that, they can give you the building blocks and you just have to fill in the gaps. And this is how a Spotfire accelerator should work, or an accelerator for any BI product, or in fact any software product. Any product which is completely generic and open to any type of industry or sector or company size or use case or whatever it is, their big weakness is their flexibility, and that's also their strength. The accelerator is a fabulous idea. We're going to look briefly at the TIBCO ones, but every consultancy which considers itself an expert has a variation on this theme. Every company, TIBCO included, every third-party company has its own set of accelerators for the industries that they specialize in. And this is why it's so important to get the right consultancy for you and to get one that understands your business. So let's take a look at the TIBCO accelerators. Thanks, Paul. So what have we got here? Well, some of these accelerators are a bit exciting, I have to say, and probably not immediately useful to many of the customers that TIBCO typically attracts. The first one is the Connected Vehicles Accelerator, which sounds amazingly exciting. These could be apparently personal vehicles, taxis, delivery trucks, passenger trains, public transport, buses, aircraft, anything that moves and produces a stream of data. So here we go into TIBCO's streaming idea. It's not pure Spotfire. You need something which can stream data in real time and then track those vehicles basically on a map by the sounds of it. So that's an example of a really specific and topical accelerator. You probably don't need it unless you're into connected vehicles, but if you're not into connected vehicles, it's still a fabulous use case for TIBCO streaming and Spotfire. Next best action accelerator, create opportunities to improve customer engagement with the TIBCO Next Best Action Accelerator. So in other words, you define your target audience and link those audiences to offers who complete qualifying activities to encourage loyalty. Do you know what? A good accelerator should be easy to understand. I think if you, whatever industry this is aimed at, even if you were in that industry, you'd be struggling. This is better. So this is TIBCO StreamBase and TIBCO Live Datamart, and this is FX Dealing Accelerator. Where I come from, FX means foreign exchange, and it's to do with converting money from one currency to another. So here we go. The FX Dealing Accelerator comes or works with StreamBase and allows you to do quick start projects to look at market data and execution adapters, components for aggregating prices, sample spread calculation modules. So all you need for Forex trading. Right, now also specific, IoT, Internet of Things, Drilling Accelerator. consumes drill head data from oil rigs, very specific. There's one for high-tech manufacturing. There's one for case management, which could be used in all kinds of things, doctors, dentists, anything to do with social services, anything to do with law enforcement, possibly. Intelligent equipment accelerator. This captures and analyzes sensor data in real time using industry standard protocols. There's a theme developing here. These accelerators all pass the test of being very, very specific. You might think this is a mistake because you think, okay, well, I'm running a shop here. What do I need to do with connected vehicles? But the first thing that these accelerators do is give you an idea of the capabilities of the platform. And I suggest to you that this list of use cases is way more exciting and more specific than anything on the TIBCO website. And yes, they're using it to try and showcase StreamBase and some of the newer products, but that's okay. What if you're a pure Spotify customer? Well, okay, you can take the bits and use the bits that you want to use. You can use the DXP files, you can use the bits and pieces. If you don't have streaming data, if your data is only daily or weekly, then fine, you can probably adapt it. And that's the key thing, that these are shrink-wrapped applications that anybody in this industry can use. What they are saying is they are better than nothing, which is a low hurdle to achieve, but they are way better than nothing. Nothing sucks. If you're a new customer with no Spotify skills, the last thing you want is a blank DXP file with no data in it. Sometimes these accelerators work like the old shovel joke where, you know, you've got a shovel with a metal end and a handle and you say, this shovel's amazing, it's lasted 50 years, I'm still using it. It's only had 3 shovely metal bits and 2 handles. They are a bit like that. You can start with an accelerator from another industry with data that makes no sense to you beyond a bunch of graphs. You can replumb the data, empty the data out, put your data in, rework a few things, delete a few pages, add a few pages. And before you know where you are, you have no idea whether any of the original accelerators left. But that's not the point. They've got you over that hump, that hurdle in using any new product, whether it's software or hardware, any gadget around the house. That hurdle is, how do I use it? And the more specific an item is, the easier it is to use. A blank screen on a computer, for some reason, seems to terrify almost everybody. And if it's a product which you haven't used before, or in a category of product that you haven't used before, the blank screen is not your friend. The accelerator is your friend. And as I say, the beauty of accelerators is, or the measure of quality of an accelerator, is how specific it is. So yes, you might have one for clinical trials. Okay, is there a type of clinical trial? Is there a subset of clinical trial? Is there a clinical trial run in one country different to another? Is the clinical trial for oncology different from some other type of thing? And so on. How specific can you get is a test of how many accelerators you need or how useful an accelerator might be. The general rule is that with a flexible product like Spotfire, the accelerator should be as specific as humanly possible to still be useful. So it has to address a very specific set of requirements completely so that it attracts or is useful to customers who specifically do that one thing. And once they've used Spotfire for that one thing, they understand it better and they are more likely to use it for something different. And the second and third and fourth use case that you come up with might not need an accelerator because you've already learned the product, you know what it can do, what it can't do, what's easier, what's harder, you know all that. The accelerator is an absolute, really high quality template and it's a fabulous idea. Now the great thing about accelerators is that some of them are free and I'm just downloading the Connected Vehicles Accelerator here to play with this afternoon. It's a simple zip file. The screen that I've downloaded it from tells me all of the different products that I need from TIBCO to make it work. So it's not going to be a quick thing unless I've got those all ready to go. So I've got the Connected Vehicles Accelerator downloaded. It's a single zip file, but there's lots of folders in it, so it will take some time to practice with. I found a DXP file in there, which is a great way to get started with these because it will help you to understand exactly what's going on. And then there's various code and other bits and pieces and configuration needed, but there are full instructions. So the great thing is, you know, you might just be interested in connected vehicles. You're unlikely, just by sheer numbers and law of averages, to be in the industry which will directly benefit from this. Although, as they point out, it's not just for cars and self-driving cars, it's for trains and planes and everything else as well. It does help you to see what other industries are doing with Spotfire and helps you to think outside the box. So some other examples of accelerator I've seen are to do with oil and gas, life sciences, financial services. Lots of different companies produce a range of accelerators. TIBCO is the most prominent example. Quintus also has their own. Lots of industries have their own set of consulting companies which all come with their own accelerators and their own ideas. And that's what you should be looking for in a really strong consulting partner, is ideas, is how do you do your thing better? Well, they don't know exactly how you do your thing because you're the experts in that. They've seen enough of how other companies do a similar kind of thing to at least ask the right questions, give you some thoughts, hand you an accelerator, help you with the requirements, help you choose the right tool or the right subset of tools within the Tibco Analytics space, or within the other BI products and platforms as well. A really good consultant will know one or two products really well, but be aware of the entire marketplace. Accelerators are a great conversation starter for these companies, and they're a great way for you to get value out of even the most initial meeting with these companies. They can start to give you value straight away, even in the early exploratory stages. So this is why I really like accelerators. They're a great way to show off what you can do with Spotfire as an individual. They're a great way to show off what you can do with Spotfire from a platform perspective. And they're a great way to understand Spotfire if you're thinking of buying the product or looking at different ways to use it, maybe expand your usage. So this short special episode was prompted by the Tibco community article, which you can find in the show notes. Thank you for listening to Learn Spotfire. More next time.